Sussex and Surrey's 102.7 Mercury FM. Today's best mix.
It is our 18th birthday. We have been on the air 18 long and glorious years. Now, one of the first people on Mercury FM was the lovely Linda Pond. Hello, Linda.
Hi, I haven't been called the lovely Linda for a long time.
Now, you used to do early.
5 till 7 in the morning.
That's right. You were the first one, because it wasn't 24 hours a day then, was it?
No, I used to sign on the station, because we weren't 24 hours, as you say, and we used to have the tape going overnight, and I used to run to the room, switch it off, run back to the studio, and switch us back on. Hopefully I got it right. Most times I got it right.
You had fun with Ed Stewart as well.
You should. Be careful. Ed may be listening. And so may his wife. Yeah, I kind of took care of Ed, because we all used to have rehearsals, and we, you know, before we actually went on air live, we did programs and stuff. Ed never bothered. Can't be bothered with that. So day one, Ed didn't know what was what. I mean, he just didn't know which buttons to push, where to put them, or anything. And it wasn't too much. I used to come behind him and go, that one, do that. And most days I would look after him, because he'd come on virtually after Tony. And once I'd got rid of Tony, then I had to look after Ed.
Blimey, you had your hands full, didn't you?
Oh, but Tony was great. We used to have little chats. Tony and I, we always talked about food.
Yeah.
Best thing about Tony, he loved his food.
He did, didn't he? Yeah.
I've got a good story about Tony and I. I used to have some banana men who used to deliver me bananas at the radio station. Strange people out there at that time of the morning. And one day, Tony burst into the studio, red light on and everything, and said, "I'm going to kill you." And I think, "Oh, what have I done?" And he said, "Do you know, I have just been stopped by an unmarked car and said, would I deliver these?" And he produced this crate of bananas. And he said, "If you ever do that to me again." And I said, "Tony." He said, "Make it something more interesting, like wine, champagne, but bananas." And I said, "I'm terribly sorry." But it was very good, actually, because we used to get sandwiches, and I used to ask for chocolates. Cakes.
Cars.
Well, no, I never got those. And I didn't work well with the cars. No. I did try, didn't work. But no, it was fun. I mean, I, as I say, used to be in at 4:30 in the morning. And we've all been there, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
We've all done that. And it was great, because it was just me in the early days. Just me. And it was so peaceful. But there was a ghost at Broadfield House, supposedly. I never actually saw her. I felt her. And with the studio that I was in, backed on, was open to the reception area.
Yep.
And suddenly, every so often, you'd get this cold blast, and things would move.
I used to get that as well.
Oh, yeah, most exactly. Bizarre. But it was a lovely place, apart from the time that this gentleman who wanted to give us money for Operation Santa Claus belted one of the windscreens at about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I have never screamed so loud in my entire life. And it was on air. I mean, I screamed. But he did give me £300, which was quite nice.
That's right. Well worth it, then.
Yes.
Thanks ever so much for joining us, though.
My pleasure. I can't believe it's 18... Well. Oh, thank you. I can't believe it's 18 years.
It's been so long, hasn't it?
I've just met a baby, you know?
Yeah.
A Mercury baby.
Yes.
They're 18. They're adults now.
I know.
Scary.
I thought somebody who works for me is going to be 18 next year, and she wouldn't know what the heck was going on. Anyway, lovely to see you all.
Thanks very much.
Happy 18th. Let's do it again on our 21st.
I think we should.
Cheers.
Thanks so much, Linda.
Bye.
Cheers. And Graham Freer. Remember Graham Freer? We're speaking to him soon.